Not to be outdone by Reddit's deal with Google, Tumblr's owner strikes a new deal for data with OpenAI, which begs the question, is there anywhere left on the internet that's safe if you don't want someone training AI on your data? Hey friends, you're watching AI Roundup, your weekly digest of all things AI related. I'm your host, Phil Buck, and if you like what we're doing here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Just last month, we covered the under-the-radar report about Meta training its AI on data from users of Facebook and Instagram, and even more recently on MSP Dispatch, we had a story about Reddit selling its users' data to Google for training purposes. And now, in an article from The Verge last week, it looks like the owner of Tumblr is rumored to be making deals to sell user data to OpenAI and Midjourney. A report from 404 Media, based on information from an anonymous source within Automattic, who's the owner of Tumblr and WordPress.com, has brought to light discussions that could significantly impact data privacy and the utilization of user-generated content in AI training models. Automattic is reportedly in talks with Midjourney and OpenAI to provide access to data scraped from users' posts on Tumblr. The report suggests that deals between Automattic and the AI companies are imminent, highlighting the growing trend of tech platforms seeking to monetize data by partnering with AI developers. The article also mentions Automattic's plan to introduce a new setting that allows users to opt out of data sharing with third parties, including AI companies. However, there's concern over an initial data dump that reportedly occurred, which might have included content not intended to be publicly accessible, raising questions about privacy and consent. And this is a major concern, considering even if you opt out as soon as you're given the option, how much of your data has already been collected for these purposes? Not to mention, how deep do you have to dig to find those pesky settings that let you opt out? I, for one, have to Google instructions on Facebook just to turn off notifications for pages on my personal profile. And I'm sure they're going to bury something as critical to their bottom line, even deeper, in the endless maze-like menus. I know I sound like a Luddite here, but trust me, these settings are not easy to find for a reason. Automattic has responded to allegations by emphasizing their commitment to protecting user choice, stating that they block major AI platform crawlers by default and only share public content from sites that have not opted out. Their statement also mentions direct collaborations with select AI companies, provided these partnerships align with the community values such as attribution, opt-outs, and control. And I think this really gets to the heart of what this episode is about. Is there anywhere on the internet that you can post without your data and creative output becoming fodder for training AI models? Just a cursory look at the partnerships that we know about include Google using Reddit, Meta using Facebook and Instagram, X is training Grok on its users' data, now Tumblr, making moves with OpenAI and Midjourney. The lay of the land is pretty bleak when you take it all in. In the past, there were protests about these datasets that simply were crawling all the sites that they could on the internet without consent, but these moves indicate that now the sites are both willing and happy to offer up your data as a massive new income stream. Where in the past, you know, you kind of had to accept that you were signing up to these sites for free because you were the product, and the main thing that we were being sold for was advertising. But this takes opting into free sites to a whole new dystopian level. In some ways, I am okay with this simply because I would like to one day use reliable AI-based technology that can listen to my voice and do the things I ask it to do. Computer, tea, Earl Grey, hot. And, you know, this kind of breakthrough in LLMs is not going to happen without some serious high-quality data sets. But on the other side of the coin, I'm not exactly stoked to know that everything I've ever posted on social media, from jokes to think pieces, my art, my original music, etc., is now fair game for every company that wants to hoover up data to train their next model and secure a new revenue line for their product. Meta, X, TikTok, I'm assuming Tumblr, they all, you know, pay creators to help sell ads on their platforms. Shouldn't training data be treated the same way? It's, let's just be honest, a bit depressing. And that's not even touching on the way these AI tools are already being used to fill the internet with dreck. But that's for next week's episode. So what do you feel about your data being offered up by Meta, Tumblr, Reddit to train AI? Is this good? Bad? Inevitable? Am I just getting worked up over nothing? Sound off in the comments or join us in the MSP Media Network Discord for a more heated or more nuanced discussion. All right, that's it for today's AI Roundup. If you're enjoying what we do here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Signing off for this March 6th episode of AI Roundup, I'm Phil Buck, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.